Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Walls or bridges? Walls are built basically to create a confined space. I immediately think of prison walls. Bridges are built to connect people quickly and allow growth. Consider this quote: "Pride builds walls between people. Humility builds bridges." The pride of the scribes and Pharisees built a wall, preventing some being able to know the Savior. "For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." Matthew 23, verse 13. But Jesus' humble death on the cross built a bridge of redemption for those who were and are willing to cross it. The Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. Luke 19, verse 10. Pride leads one to be unwilling to forgive. Humility leads one to forgive someone up to 70 times 7. Matthew 18, verse 21. Pride causes one to seek the top spot. The disciples asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Humility causes one to seek a low position. "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." Matthew 23, verse 11. Pride prompts one to think they know more than the shepherds. "Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses." 1 Timothy 5:19. Humility prompts one to honor those who rule over us. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Pride leads one to make Scripture say what one wants it to say. Humility leads one to seek what God has actually said. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The eunuch said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Acts 8, verses 30 through 36. Pride makes one believe that his way is the only way. Humility makes one listen to and look out for the interests of others. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Pride causes one to believe they are exempt from select portions of the law of God, as did King Saul. 1 Samuel 15, verses 18 and 19. Humility causes one to obey everything God requests, as did Noah before the flood, and, more importantly, Jesus on Calvary. Genesis 6, verse 32, Matthew 26, verses 39 to 42. Pride leads one to worship God their way instead of his way. Leviticus 10, verses 1 and 2. Humility leads one to worship God the way he directs in his word. Acts 20, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 29. It appears things have not changed significantly from Bible times to present time. Pride is still building walls, and humility continues to build bridges. The all-important question is, which one are we building? Today's verse: "You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2, verse 5.